Well, like, what if two, like, streams of creeks or something run together and then make a third one, you know? What do you call those, the small ones, the two?
I don't know.
Would you ever, you know, like, you'd say that's just a what of the river?
Tributary?
And, what about just a little, small little bit of fresh water running along? You know. What about these things they dig here to irrigate the valley?
Canals or drainage ditches? It's two different things.
They are?
Well, to me they are, yeah.
What are they?
Well, a canal is something that would have water in it most of the time. It would usually be full. And a drainage ditch is something that, like water could be, water could go down it, like, like say they were going to irrigate a field off of a lake or something. They could open up these drainage ditches, and the water could go down those, or water could drain off of fields into drainage ditches. But canals always have water in them, some amount.
Do you think is a canal something big enough for a boat to float in or a barge to float in?
No, I don't think of. Yeah, there's some that are, but down here canals are small.
Are you too high?
No.
What are the different kinds of land? I mean, like, you know, here everything is pretty much flat. But if you go into Mexico toward Monterrey, you know, it begins to get
mountainous.
And what about before the mountains?
There's hills.
Now, if you were at a hill, you know, and there was a hill there and there was a little rise on top of it, what would you call that little rise?
On top of it.
You know, if there was a hill, and there's a small rise of land, you know, right on top of it. Or, say, you know, if there was a smoothly rounded hill, and then something just sort of stuck out.
I don't know.
What do you call the thing you opened it?
A doorknob.
Have you ever heard of a knob on a hill?
I've heard of it, but I'm not that familiar with it.
You don't know what it is?
No.
Well, is any kind of, so you wouldn't know what a knob was, a land was. Uh-huh. Is anything smaller than a hill that's a rise?
I've heard like rolling land or something like that, but.
Well, what about, if you're in the mountains or something? And you came to where the mountain just suddenly dropped straight off into a river or something. What would you call that?
A cliff.
And two of them would be two?
Cliffs.
What about a place if you were riding through the mountains and it, you know, there was a little place to go through them?
A valley?
Well, now, what about if the mountains came down to a low place, would you call that a valley? You know what I mean? Two mountains.
Yeah.
What about if two mountains sort of ran together and there was just a little drop, but here was the ground level down here? Would you have a name for that?
No, not that I can think of.
Well, if I had a piece of wood here and a knife, I might cut a little V-shaped place in the wood.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that? Well, if you had a gun handle, you know, you'd kill somebody, you might cut
a niche?
And would you ever have a niche in the mountains?
I've never heard it called that.
Like it's a pass between something?
I've heard a pass, but I've never heard a niche.
Well, what's a pass?
Oh, a pass to me is some way that's accessible, that you could get through.
So could a valley be a pass?
Mm-hmm.
Well, where do the boats stop in Port Isabel? Where do they unload freight and stuff?
In Brownsville, usually.
In Brownsville. But, I mean,
it's a port.
What do you call the places that the boats pull up to?
Dock.